Whether Hillsborough County should have a county mayor form of government was debated today at the Tampa Bay Tiger Bay Club. WMNF's Ariel Stevenson reports.
The changes to the charter are not about any individual commissioners, either past or present members. Nor is it about the county administrator, Pat Bean. This is about structure. The amendments are about changing the charter to allow for an elected mayor. The outmoded and inefficient form of government currently in place in Hillsborough County is inadequate to deal with future needs, and in the case of transportation, current needs. No other county of comparable size anywhere in Florida, that is to say, no other urban county, attempts to govern by committee.
But former Commissioner Platt, who is against the charter amendments, says that there are only three urban counties that have this system.
You know, those who are proponents say every urban county in the state has a mayor. That is not so. That is absolutely flatly not so.
Those counties are Duval, Miami-Dade, and Orange County, all of which are home to large urban areas. Platt says she understands the want for a county administrator, but says there are better ways to go about it than Mary Figg is proposing.
There are 67 counties in this state. Only three have this situation. It's not every urban county. I think Pinellas would be upset if they heard us saying over here that they're not an urban county. Most of the counties on the East Coast don't have this. If you like the idea of an elected person, then vote no on this, and then have the Charter Review Committee meets in 2 years, propose it to this.
Figg and advocates of the amendments feel that the county commission has not been effective overall and say that a county mayor would be someone that would be accountable to the people.
Under an elected mayor, with the cooperation of the county commission, Hillsborough can have leadership provided by one elected official, accountable to the public, voted in by the public, who is responsible for setting and preparing for the future in a way that seven individual commissioners acting as a committee cannot.
However, Platt says that with Hillsborough being such a diverse county, the process that is currently in place helps maintain accord.
You have to remember that Hillsborough County is a very diverse county. Sun City Center is very different than town and country. It's very different from Lutz, which is very different from Westchester. And where some people don't like the idea of committee, it keeps harmony.
Another concern for those for and against the changes is whether the voters will pay attention to this issue in November, with a historical presidential election and numerous state amendments on the ballot. Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern says that this issue can be confusing and adds that with it being listed down on the ballot, people tend to vote yes.
So I think it has a better chance only because of that. Yeah, I think the down ballot things are always difficult. There are a lot of amendments on the ballot this year, so it'll be interesting.
Some opponents say that if passed, a county commission that already has six Republicans and only one Democrat could elect another conservative as county mayor, which would change very little for Hillsborough County residents. But Mary Ann Stiles, chair for the elected county mayor, says that if Hillsborough residents do not change the current process, there are no checks and balances.
I was talking to someone the other night, and they said their 10-year-old daughter said, "Explain to me, Mom, what we're doing." And Mom said, "Well, you know, Mom, it'd be kind of like, you know, we have a president and we have Congress. It'd be kind of like Congress hiring our president. There's no checks and balances. There's no accountability in that position. If they were hired by the Congress, Congress would be in charge. And all we want is to take a simple little, do one little thing. We're going to substitute an appointed, elected for an appointed person. That's all we're doing."